Don't talk until he gets the tape here.
This much we can talk.
Okay, today.
Maybe he's three and he can talk.
Today is June 14th, and Mark said. Now, what did you say? There's the same kid that has the color skin as you do? And he's three and he can talk?
Maybe he's three and he can talk.
Maybe he's three and he can talk. Well, earlier he said. He said
he's one and he could talk.
He's one and he could talk. I said, no, you can't talk.
Well, Marky, is his skin smooth and soft like yours?
Yeah.
No, it's all burned up. His skin is all burned up from the sun.
You kind of have this color. It really is the same color as Mark.
Is it really the same color?
A little redder.
Not all burned up from the sun?
It's a little bit burned up. But it's that same color. Because there's other little boys who have freckly skin.
Who's the prettiest boy in your whole class?
Everyone.
No.
Everyone and me.
You. You're the prettiest boy. You're the prettiest boy. Who's the smartest boy in the whole class, Mark?
I'll tell you
who. Who?
A big guy.
A big guy?
Yeah.
Do you have big guys in your tiny tots?
Yeah, they do. Really
small fries?
No.
That's a big fry.
You're a big fry? You've got a big fry in your small fries?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have big fries in there.
In the afternoon, you got.
Oh. How come he's got a big fry in the afternoon? They just let him in. Oh. Yeah. All sorts of big fries. Mm-hmm. Are there big fries then?
Oh, I'm smart, but. He's really smart.
How come? Because he's bigger?
Yeah.
He's got one brain.
His brain is bigger.
What?
This is big.
That's because he's taller.
No, this big.
Maybe he knows more things then.
He knows about dinosaurs.
He does?
He remembers about them.
He does.
He knows about what?
He remembers about them.
What?
Dinosaurs.
And he knows when they fighted.
Mm-hmm.
And,
does he know what they ate?
Yeah.
What do dinosaurs eat?
He didn't tell me.
Really?
Me.
Hmm.
But,
yeah.
He knows about the other dinosaurs, but not the bouncers.
Mm-hmm.
The bouncies.
Right.
That gives me an idea, you know what?
What?
I think I'm gonna. Do something.
Something really smart and marky, huh?
Marky, Marky said, put me down and I'll make an idea.
Okay,
what's your idea? What's your idea of that stuff?
Well, you get the Ewok.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Mom gets me. but we get the trade.
Okay.
when.
Okay, training time.
I have to trade for me and the Ewok for me and you with mommy.
Okay.
Yeah?
No, we both get both. when you both get those.
And I get crushed.
She wants a toy at Children's Palace, and I said, which one do you want? He said, I said, does it have legs? And he said, yes, of course, they all have legs, and they all have hands and feet, and they all have grinders on their tummy. What do they do on their tummy?
And they grind things, and one has a very big grinder. It goes up to there.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up to here. It's very big, and it's a very big grinder. And it's really big. And, they have books, just like He-Man figures. It's like He-Man figures, but it looks like Transformers, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's June 15th, and at the breakfast table. Mark had his waffle only cut in half, and Mark said, do you expect me to eat it like this?
And then
what is he?
Eat it.
How does he bite it?
He bites it. That's the way he
cuts it. With his teeth?
Yeah, that's the way he cuts it.
Marky was real scared of Dracula last night, wasn't he?
So why does he bite
not that much?
Not that much, huh?
You weren't real scared?
Do you remember running around at night?
Huh?
You remember running around last night?
How come you ran around?
Because you were scared.
But.
Do you remember running into our room? Mark, do you remember running into our room?
Do you remember going pee? And then racing out the pee room and
back to your bed.
Yeah, and you almost knocked me down.
He doesn't remember it. He was so scared, he doesn't remember.
Remember. That's why I finally let him sleep in our bed, because about the third time he came running.
I really don't think he remembers it, Mom. I don't think he was awake. Mm-hmm.
Weeks ago, Mark did three bathrooms, washed, cleaned, three bathrooms for $1 a bathroom. And but he didn't do the floors because it was his first time and he was just learning. So today we did it a second time, and this time he did the floors also. So when he was through, he said, "What does 3 and 3 make?" And I said, "Make 6." And he said, "Well, $6, that's what you should give me because there are 3 bathrooms and 3 floors." Ben was saying, I liked the part in the movie where the mean old lady is on the chair and she goes up the stairs and she knocks the picture sideways. And Ross said, yeah, and it falls down the stairs. And then it goes down the stairs. The chair knocks the picture sideways. And Ross said, yeah, and then it goes down falls down the stairs. And he said, no, it doesn't. Ben said, no, it doesn't. Flies out the roof and falls upside down in the snow. And Ross said, what, the picture? And Ben said, no, the chair.
Ross said, it's kind of funny when the mean old lady goes up the stairs in her elevator chair, but then she is thrown, then she crashes out the window. Was she thrown or crashed?
She crashed. Through the window and fell out and onto the snow. And the grandma had care of it, and then she went all the way up and she hit this picture, and it almost fell down. She went, boom! And hit her head.
My goodness.
Did the picture fall down the stairs?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Can Mommy and I talk about some stuff now? We have to plan on what we're going to do for the summer. Okay?
Can we go to Grandpa's?
Mommy has to decide what she'd rather do. One of the problems is how much money it costs. Martha, we said something about chocolate raisins, and Mark said, chocolate raisins, that's funny. It struck him as really humorous.
Because chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. Because chocolate chips make sense. Hey, Mark, would you like to tell the whole story of Indiana Jones? Oh, we have Gremlins. Tell the whole story of Gremlins.
I forgot about it.
Tell me what you remember about the Gremlins and the people in the park.
I think I...
Tell the whole story, okay?
The whole story? I don't know the whole story.
Tell me the part you remember.
Okay.
Tell us
the paper corner. Wait. The gremlin said it. The gremlin said bright light. The gremlin
said bright light.
The gremlin said bright light. They turn into gremlins.
You mean you can't ever feed a gremlin? A Mowgli?
No, a gremlin.
You can never feed a Mowgli ever?
You mean you can never feed a gremlin because it will turn to a gremlin?
A gizmo. A Mowgli turns into a gremlin. And the good Mowgli was Gizmo.
Were there any good ones?
Now, could you ever feed Gizmo? Ever, ever?
No.
Well,
you can't feed Gizmo.
Huh. Didn't Gizmo ever eat?
No.
What happens if you feed him, Mark?
After midnight. If you feed them after midnight.
Yeah. They turn into them. Huh?
What happens if you feed them?
Well, they turn into gremlins.
And then what happens?
They turn into gremlins. They bug people and try to kill them.
What do they do, for example?
They bug people and try to kill them.
That's pretty horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did they ever kill anybody in the movie?
Nope.
No.
Well, they almost killed people. They almost killed a kid.
Really?
There was a kid in it.
What about the bad woman?
No, they didn't. They never saw them.
They never killed the bad woman?
Right, they never saw her.
Good.
And they didn't even know her.
What was her name?
She didn't have a name.
Mrs. Beagle.
Oh, yeah.
Want to put the pans in?
And she was bad.
I bet she was bad.
So you should say,
Okay, Ross, here's your chocolate. Thank you.
Ross is showing capabilities of picking up on words within the last 2 days. Anyway, I just said, I can't stand that song, Our Love's in Jeopardy. I hate the melody, I hate the picture-y, and then I realized what I'd said wrong, and I said, oh, help. And Ross started to giggle, and he said, picture-y, jeopardy, melody, ha 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 ha.
Today is June 17th. I told Ross. Ross said, well, you're the boss in this family. I said something or other, and he said, told him to do something. He said, well, I'll do it because you're the boss in this family. I said, well, sometimes I'm not the only boss. I said, sometimes mommy's the boss. And he said, you're the only boss in your family. I said, I bet you. He said, mommy has never bossed me around. I said, I bet you she does boss you around. And he said, how much do you want to bet? And I said, $10. And he said, okay, I'll bet you. And I said, well, let's make it two because you don't have that much money. And so then the rest of the day, this was about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, rest of the day, Ross interpreted that she wouldn't boss you mean that she wouldn't ever scold him. And so if the game was to be, he didn't understand that he would have to pay me if he lost. And then we explained that to him. And then the other thing is, he sort of reinterpreted boss as scolding, and he decided that if Mary ever told him not to do anything, then she would be the boss. That means she would boss him out, boss him around. So in the end, he actually did very well. He went over and he convinced her not to boss him and got her on his side and everything. And only about 8:30 at night.
Checked in with me constantly.
Yeah, checking, make sure that he was in good shape with her, that she wasn't going to boss him and everything. He did really well. I mean, he was just really quiet. He wasn't a darling. He was just really careful all evening. He was careful not to do anything wrong. I told him that he, if he did anything wrong, it was a good bet, I said, because it made sure that he wouldn't be really rotten. And he liked that idea. And anyway, so finally, about 8:30, he did do one bad thing, and I said, well, that's 1 point. He said, well, how many times did mommy boss you around? And I said, oh, well, lots. And he said, well, we're on points or something. So he decided it was on points, and that he had less points than I did, so he sort of changed the basis of the bet. And anyway, in the end, I decided he won. I haven't paid him yet, but I'm about to. Ross asked me, Daddy, do Dracula's vampires get burned in the sun? And I said, yes, they get destroyed in the sun. And he said, ah. I said, why do you ask? He said, well, no wonder Count Dracula stepped out in the sun and got brown. This was on Danger Mouse on TV, and he wanted me to make sure that he had the right reason for Count Dracula getting destroyed. Did he get destroyed or just burn up?
He just got burned.
Well, they're supposed to be destroyed. Okay.
But they don't want anybody dead.
No, not in Danger Mouse. Not even in cartoons. Not even in cartoons. He's telling a story about baby Ewok and about the McQuinnies, and so you got the Ewok jumpy, and now he's going to continue his story. Okay, tell me the rest of the story now.
And then Mommy said again, mm-hmm. She always...
Just worked. What?
And she always worked, and she was working. And Ewok, when he was eating, well, he said, Googly, and you said, what?
Huh?
And he crawled up, and then he crawled on your back, and then you said, what? And they said, goo-goo. And then you said, that's that. Oh, that little baby. You know how to talk.
Who said it?
Goo-goo.
Who said it? No.
Well, they were saying the real talk, and the baby was saying goo-goo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
And when they were finished with their food, when Dad and the Ewok was finished with their food, they went back upstairs. And said hi to some. Then they were going somewhere, and someone dinged a people dinged the bell, and then he opened the door and he said, "We have a party today."
Really?
Yeah. And they said, "I have to make my cake fast." And went, "Pew!" Then you were done. And then they all had the cake. And first, they all had a cake. You had a cake. And Ewok had a cake. And Mommy had a cake to eat. And I had a cake to eat. And he had a cake to eat. Rossi had a cake to eat, too. And, everyone had a cake to eat, and the children had cake to eat too, and the people did too. And then all the time when they were eating, they said jokes, and Ewok said, "I'm cute," and everyone else said, "We're cutest." And he jumped up and he said, "Look at me." I said, "Wow, you are." And they said, "Wow, you are real cute." Yeah. Then they said, "We are cute."
Uh-huh.
Mommy said, "I'm cute," and I said, "No, you aren't." And he said, "Of course not." And Ewok said, "Of course not."
Now, when does Ewok go to bed?
It's
time to put Ewok to bed now.
Then he went to bed, and Daddy went to bed, and Marky went to bed, and Mommy went to bed, and Rossi went to bed. And then...
And nothing about me in the story.
Yeah, there was some story about you.
Like what?
Say something about Ross in the story.
And Ross, he was...
Real tired. Because he had played a lot.
And he played a lot, and then Ewok was sleeping with us, and then some robbers come, and Yoram died, and then they were gonna steal some money. First they take out the Russian knives, and then they almost steal your money. And you broke their knives.
Okay, I'm gonna go to bed now. So say goodnight, Daddy.
That's the end.
Say goodnight, Daddy. I have to go get somebody.
I better move.
He said, "Mark, I'm way past you, and I sit on a race, so you had better move."
Okay, move. Both boys, right?
Yeah.
Are you going, Mark? Mark's ready.
Said, "Everyone says I'm a pig," and I said, "Why? You're not a little pig." He said, "My Ewok, sometimes my Ewok says it."